Here's your hook for today. One company spent 7 years and millions of dollars doing nothing but fighting regulators. No viral growth hacks, no product-led growth playbook, and they just hit a $10 billion valuation with 90% market share. That's not a cautionary tale. That's a blueprint. And today, we're going to break down exactly what Kalshi built, why private credit is flashing a warning sign that most fintech founders are completely missing, and how the K-shaped economy is quietly destroying lending models that worked fine just 18 months ago. Let's get into it. March core retail sales annualized at 7.4%. That's real spending power at the top. But bottom and mid-income cohorts? Credit card and auto loan delinquency rates are sitting at levels we haven't seen since the global financial crisis. Student loan delinquency is near an all-time high. Building on that, here's where it gets dangerous for founders. If your credit model is ingesting aggregate delinquency rates as a macro signal, it's going to systematically underprice default risk for mass-market borrowers while simultaneously over-tightening on prime borrowers. You lose on both ends. Your loss rate goes up and your conversion rate goes down at the same time. That is a business-ending combination. The fix, practically speaking, is to segment your training data by income quintile. Stop treating your borrower pool as one population. And here's the part that most people aren't thinking about yet. There's an emerging risk segment that doesn't look like traditional subprime at all. It's the white-collar AI displacement cohort, professionals laid off from firms like Meta and Microsoft. These borrowers have good credit histories, they've never triggered early warning signals before, and they're not going to show up in your delinquency dashboards until it's too late. You need to build a separate leading indicator feed, track tech sector layoff rates and mid-level professional unemployment as its own signal, completely separate from your bottom-tier monitoring.
One more thing on compliance here. If you're building this segmentation, you need it to be defensible under ECOA and Regulation B before you deploy it, not after a regulator comes knocking. Document your methodology now. Okay, Section 2. Two stories here that are directly connected, even though they look totally different on the surface. First, let's talk about Kalshi, because this is the GTM case study of the decade for any founder navigating a regulated space. Kalshi now holds over 90% market share in U.S. regulated prediction markets. They're running approximately 10,000 active markets, up from just 30 markets during their peak regulatory friction period. Valuation is north of $10 billion. And the way they got there was not by outbuilding competitors, it was by out-enduring regulators. Here's the actual playbook. Kalshi spent 3 to 4 years in iterative back and forth with the CFTC. They responded to a 20-point regulatory concern list. They survived multiple public comment rounds. They litigated, and they won, with the court ruling landing about 1 month before the 2024 U.S. presidential election, which became the demand catalyst that compressed years of expected user growth into a matter of weeks. More importantly, look at what that timing means. They didn't just get regulatory approval. They got regulatory approval right before the single highest demand event their platform could ever experience.
That's not luck. That's what happens when you stay in the fight long enough. Now, if you're building any CFTC or CFPB adjacent, the lesson is this. Your pre-launch runway needs to be funded for multi-year legal attrition, not product iteration. If your TAM is gated by one regulatory decision, you are not in a product business yet. You're in a compliance business that will eventually become a product business. Here's the unit economics angle that I think is even more actionable for indie founders. About 70% of Kalshi's platform visitors never place a trade. They're just consuming the probability data, using it as a signal feed. So Kalshi is effectively running a two-sided market, where a free data product drives top of funnel at near zero customer acquisition cost, and the trading accounts carry all the monetization. If you're building in regulated alternative data or any kind of event-based financial product, structure your API tiers the same way. Read-only data access brings people in cheap. Transactional accounts are where you make money. Now let's talk about the private credit situation, because this one is sneaking up on a lot of founders fast. Here's what's happening. The fund finance market, loans made against private credit fund assets, has grown past $1 trillion. Banks are now packaging those loans into asset-backed securities to move the exposure off their balance sheets.
Bert Doman on Kiko News compared this structure explicitly to 2008 CDO mechanics, including synthetic instruments that reference assets without actually holding them. And we are seeing the early stress signals right now. Reported redemption requests across private credit funds have hit $15 billion. Multiple funds have already halted redemptions entirely. Harvard's endowment was cited as a real-world example. Billions locked in illiquid private credit, forcing Harvard to borrow against operating expenses rather than liquidate positions. That's a top-tier institutional investor caught flat-footed. For founders running payments, NAV reconciliation, or any fund administration tooling, this is a settlement finality problem you need to model for right now. Run fund-level insolvency scenarios through your ACH and wire exception queues before this becomes live. And here's the split signal trap. Public investment-grade credit spreads are actually tightening right now. Walmart and Intel are issuing in primary markets just fine. If you're using Bloomberg spread data as your proxy for systemic credit health, you will get a false negative. Private credit redemption halt data and fund finance ABS issuance volumes are the real leading indicators, not the public spread feed. Quick note on the macro environment before we wrap, because it's directly affecting your fundraising window. The Fed's April FOMC decision lands in the same week that Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft, collectively about 25% of S&P 500 market cap, all report earnings.
Bank of Japan, Bank of Canada, Bank of England, and the ECB are also moving simultaneously. 42 Macro's Darius Dale assessed that hawkish forward guidance is the higher probability outcome across this central bank cluster, which adds profit-taking pressure to an already stretched market. Here's why that matters for your raise. 80% of S&P 500 companies reporting have beaten EPS estimates, above the long-run average of 75%. Consensus 2026 EPS growth expectations just hit a fresh cycle high at 18.5%. And yet, the buy side is punishing misses harder than it's rewarding beats. That show-me posture is flowing directly into private market investor behavior. If you're pre-Series A and you cannot show LTV to CAC ratios with income quintile segmentation backing your credit model, or you don't have a clear regulatory narrative for your compliance layer, expect a longer fundraising cycle. Investors are going to start using Kalshi's 7-year regulatory build as the benchmark for what real compliance infrastructure looks like.
All right, your quick win before close of business today. Pull your credit model's macro input variables and identify every place where you're using an aggregate delinquency rate. Flag each one. Then write a 1-page internal memo on how that variable behaves differently across income quintiles. You don't have to rebuild the model today, but you need to know where the exposure is before a credit event makes it obvious.
That memo is also the start of your ECOA compliance documentation if a regulator ever asks. Two birds, one stone. That's your practical tools briefing for today. Thanks for spending time with me. I know you've got a business to run and every minute counts. We covered a lot of ground. The K-shaped credit trap, Kalshi's 7-year regulatory moat playbook,
and the private credit contagion signal most founders are sleeping on. Come back tomorrow. We'll keep finding the angles that actually move the needle for independent operators. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow.